Welcome to the Boardroom, where we openly lie to each other for our entertainment. We'll each present an obscure topic, but the twist is, they could be real or fake. It's our job, and yours, to figure out who's full of shit. All information should be taken with a grain of salt, because even the facts are probably wrong.
Hey, Wyatt, recording is whenever it's red and it's like going, all right?
Yeah, it's and the rectangle is getting bigger, right?
Yeah. You just push three. Oh,
wait, Wyatt,
good.
I just realized why the thing that you said. I realized what was wrong with it, the sample rate thing.
Uh-huh.
If it's crashing, if it's the recording is stopping, you should make it higher, but that's going to give you more latency. Because the lower the number is, the lower the latency is, but the more likely it is to like on you.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know how we were like telling stories and catching up, and then we decided to record after whenever you start talking about this?
I needed to clear my mind, bro. I have a lot of thoughts going on in
here. You needed to recenter. All right. Well,
my sphere of influence or whatever that thing you said the other day was.
Locust of control.
Locust of control, not locust. You.
That's what I meant, dude. It's cicada season. What are you gonna do? I'm scared of them.
Good track.
Thanks. I get
cicada
it.
Season.
Skitus. Yeah. Are cicadas going fucking buck wild where you guys are?
No, we don't have grass. Just kidding. I do have grass in my backyard, but
I
haven't seen any cicadas.
Man, I walked out today and I was fucking. They were everywhere.
Are they really like?
They're
everywhere?
Like on our stairs outside, like there were four that flew out. And if you look at our grass, they just mowed it today, thank God. But like it was kind of long. And if you just look out, you just kind of see the grass moving. And it's just like dozens of them just out there.
I don't like that.
Yeah,
down
they're gross.
Boat.
Fucking
down
sucks.
Boat.
My mom's been sending me pictures of cicadas. And Bree, for the first time yesterday, over the weekend, saw what they look like.
Yeah.
They're fucking honking.
Yeah, dude. They're real gross.
I bet for birds, that shit is like a chicken wing.
Yeah, dude. 100%.
Hell yeah.
Them bitches is prehistoric, dog.
I mean, I get it, cicadas. A lot of times throughout my week when I just want to climb up in a tree and scream for 3 days.
It sounds like the beginning of your tight five. Speaking of a tight five, I started Baby Reindeer, and it fucking, I don't like it. Have you guys watched it yet?
No, I haven't seen it.
Dark.
I was hearing something about the, I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about how they saw the show in Edinburgh at the Fringe Festival.
Edinburgh.
And they said it was great, but I don't know fucking anything about it. Really.
Yeah, I thought that I like dark things, but whenever I was watching it, I was like, this is too much,
sure,
for me, too
dark.
Much darkness.
It's like a stalker thing, right?
To begin, yeah, but you
should. Oh, to begin.
You'll
ooh,
get to that if you watch it.
Wait, you're telling me it has a middle? Spoilers.
Whoa. Dude, you might even get to the end. I think there's an end.
What?
That's nuts. Jordan, speaking of the
nuts.
End of a life,
oh.
how's wedding planning going?
Dude, it's stressful. We were just talking about it. Super fucking fun.
Brie was like, how's their wedding going? And I was like, I don't know. And she's like, she was like, what do you, you don't ask? And I was like, honey, no.
We make dick and fart jokes. And then if I need to, I see if he's okay.
And sometimes come
sometimes. We are probably pivoting because, I don't know if you know this, but Broken Bow is 3 hours from fucking civilization. So that's only cool if you live in Oklahoma, which we don't even
that's
do.
That's why we were kind of like... Okay,
I mean, in theory, it seemed good. That's where Matt and Ashley are doing theirs. And I was like, that's cool. But we're the like only people at their wedding flying in from out of town. And like a third of our wedding would be from out of town. So anyway, we're going to visit the studio Dark Horse. I think I mentioned that to you, Kyle.
Yeah, you did. That's a cool idea.
That's right near my parents' place.
Is it really?
Great. That means we can after party at Elaine's.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Hell
well,
yeah.
At Dark Horse, you can rent out. I think it sleeps 22 people. And so it
tight.
Would be like at the Stewed. But we just need to go make sure. The dude was like, that owns it, was like, both my kids got married here and we have like family friends. But like, this isn't like a venue. And we're like, we know. We just like, you have room and it looks cool. can we? And he was like, if you want to, just come tour it first. So
I mean, ours wasn't like a wedding venue. It was like an corporate event space.
Yeah. So if we can fit everyone and we can make it look to Paige's thoughts, then that is cool with me.
Oh,
and
you don't have thoughts?
Yeah. Don't forget about tables and chairs, though.
Dude, are you? Paige has been looking at fucking tents, tables, and chairs all afternoon today.
TTs and Cs, that's what they say.
Tits, cooks.
Speaking of.
So it's
jokes,
fun. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. It's not fun at all.
I'm sure Jordan's really involved.
I'm not, dude. Sure. I'm having a great time. Paige, she found her dress. She went dress shopping yesterday. And the first one she tried on, she's like, I think this is it. And she tried on like 1,000, but she thinks it's the first one.
Don't tell Emmy. I know she won't listen, but.
Oh, they talked about it all night last night. Oh,
okay. I was too busy making musical fusion. By that, I mean like what I just told Wyatt, that I was like, I think it's probably time to update Pro Tools. And that was an hour and about $200 before I got to the point that I'm at right now with all my shit, that once I updated one thing, I needed to update everything and pay for new stuff. And that was a bad idea.
Bree and I watched, in honor of Cinco de Mayo, we watched the Mask of Zorro.
I saw that. I haven't seen that since. I don't know that I've ever intentionally seen that. I think it's just been on TV before.
Sure, sure. It's so
good. I just
remember,
I am Zoro. Can you do that? Yeah. It is a little.
Yeah, and then he goes ding, ding, ding. Yeah. And cuts a little Z into people's necks, Kyle. That's nuts. He's like Puss in Boots, which is Bree's favorite character of all time.
I'm sorry. You want to unpack that? That's her favorite character of all time.
No.
What's your favorite character of all time?
Well, now I'm thinking, shit, is mine better or worse than that? I don't know my favorite character of all time.
Is yours Eric Rivers?
I was sick and animated, but probably.
People who have a favorite character might actually, this could kind of weave its way into mine, but they're kind of members of the cult of that character.
There we
right?
go. We needed Ooh. To get there.
At the very least, it's a cult of personality.
Mm-hmm. Cult of personality. Kyle and I, maybe once a week, one of us will start doing that riff, and both of us will finish it, and then we'll go, that song fucks a lot.
It does.
And then every 2 weeks we record a podcast. So
yeah. And here we are.
Here we are. Jordan, tell us why you picked this one.
Dude, it's especially cults. After doing this research, I don't know.
It's hard to make these funny.
Yeah, man. They're just like not boring. Unless they're fucking terribly fucked, they're kind of boring.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, so buckle up. We're doing cults.
Good.
Mine errs on that side, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Because
mine
yeah.
is a bit of a weave.
And I'll get into it in mine, but I feel like I'm like about to just read my whole thing. But given how popular true crime is, it's hard to talk about something that isn't like totally done to death.
Yeah.
Sure.
What? I don't even know what you're doing, Kyle.
I know. That's because I wrote it today.
Cool.
And by today, I mean like 2 hours ago.
Very cool. I don't know why
on
I did
clock,
cults. I just wrote down a bunch of bullets, and that was one of them.
And I would be down to go first, but it is your thing.
You can go
so.
First. I'll go second.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll go third. How about that?
Okay,
I think
that
that's
works
a good
out great.
Choice.
Yeah, good self-awareness there, Wyatt.
Thanks, man.
Cool, because I've already kind of just... I'm just going to go, and you guys will find out what it is midway through. Okay. You're not going to know about it, though.
I don't know, dude.
It's
very smart.
Cults. Heard scary, high-control, ideologically driven groups that prey on some of society's most vulnerable people. Those that are seeking inclusion, those that are simple-minded. And no, I'm not just talking about you two.
I was waiting for that.
Which is which?
If
tag
you
asked, yourself.
Yeah, add yourself down below. Let us know in the reviews. Please rate 5 stars.
Thanks.
If you asked a 15-year-old pseudo-atheist, he'd likely tell you that a cult is actually just a new religion, and religions are just old cults. But I would say, hey,
no
pal,
one says that but you.
I said a 15-year-old atheist, right? But I would say, hey, pal, try to go 36 hours without cranking it before trying to engage in a deep conversation about the merits of religion, please. But again, I don't want to just focus on you guys.
36 hours is a long time, dude.
I was going to say 24 hours, but then I thought like that was a little
mean.
Oh,
is that the bar?
For Kyle.
With the toxic proliferation, like 24 weeks.
30, I was going to say months.
With the toxic proliferation of true crime podcasts and YouTube channels that are single-handedly rotting the minds of 30-something millennials mindlessly consuming while they fill out yet another spreadsheet, it's hard to find a cult that hasn't been absolutely covered to death. See that intro I just did.
That's my least favorite teen movie, yet another spreadsheet.
Nice.
Whose sheet?
Whose sheets are we spreading?
It's not great. No, it wasn't great. As I was starting to say it, I was like, this is not
good. No, you got
to
finish it. I'm glad you did. You still recording?
Yeah, here we are.
Yes.
Quick recording check before the next paragraph.
Folks, I edited out last time, but last episode, my recording stopped 3 times.
We know.
What we are left with is either boring or very short-lived cults that didn't stick around long enough to get an 8-episode HBO miniseries that seems to make people want to join the cult.
Kind
of. My topic today is no exception. Today, I'm going to tell you all the story of Southern Ohio's very own Salopettes.
It sounds like a toy.
What?
I don't know if it's Salopettes.
Yeah, sounds like a Generation 12 Pokemon.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's Salope or Salopette. It's S-A-L-O-P-E-T-T-E-S.
Salope.
Salope.
Probably.
Well, we'll get there. Maybe not.
I don't think
sure.
we will.
Yeah, the pronunciation
it's the name
is
of
the
thing.
Topic.
Right. Like most cults, they get their name from their charismatic leader, Ishmael Salopette.
Oh, it's a name.
Yeah, it's a last name, but I don't
know
if it's Salope or Salopette.
So it probably was Salope, and now it's Salopette because, like, Tom DeLonge.
Yeah. Father Ish, as his followers referred to
no,
him
they
as.
Fucking don't. Fake. No.
He's kind of like a Father Ish.
I just
it's
wrote
the new
that one because I got sick of writing Ishmael, so I'm writing Ish all the time.
It's the new ABC Family spinoff of Black-ish. Father Ish.
Father Ish.
That one's better.
That was good. You're
better.
Getting there. You're getting on the board, fella.
So brave.
As his father was referred to him, was born to a Mennonite family in the late 1800s and was raised in a very strict religious household. He claims that his upbringing of backbreaking manual labor, draconian punishment, and fastidious religious studies made him the perfect conduit for God's word. Oh, hang on. I think wife is home.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Kyle is just out here trying to use bigger words.
He's gonna say
so
he's gonna
to
try
make
to
us
throw
believe
us off,
what he's talking
think it's
about.
Real bullshit.
Yeah, fastidious. Come on.
You just threw together 3 words that are basically real.
What are you, my stack of SAT vocab cards? Come on.
Yeah, exactly. What? Take a walk. Fuck you.
Come on.
All right, I'm back.
Let your wife in the apartment. Jeez. We were just talking really nice about you.
I bet. Yeah. I can't wait to hear it. Perfect conduit for God's word, period. While other kids were being tempted by the inventions of the modern world like steam engines and hula hoops, Ish was heads down in the Bible. And if he picked his head up, surely his mother or father would cram it back down.
Yeah.
By his early 20s, Ish could see the steady decline of the state of society. In this era, that meant women showing their ankles, men protesting having to breathe in toxic fumes every day for a $2 wage, and religious service attendance trending in the downward direction. While today, we see a lot of those things on steroids, those in the church have gone the route of modernizing the services and trying to make the stories appeal to everyday people, moving out of the shadow of shame and punishment that long loomed over many Western religions.
Huh. Did you find this in like a pamphlet?
I found it in a Google search for cults from Ohio.
Sick, dude.
Copy and pasted.
Copy and paste.
See that last step about the slang term for Ohio.
Ohio.
Ishmael went the complete opposite way. In his mind, the early 1900s clergies weren't scaring people enough.
Word.
He saw the downturn in attendance as a direct result of people being let off the hook by the liberal teachings of the day. He was quoted as saying, you can put me in like a staticky filter for this. He was quoted as saying,
"The two greatest motivators are fear and hunger. And now even a simpleton can grow himself an acceptable vegetable garden. That leaves the church's only point of leverage as that of fear, which to my greatest displeasure, they seem to have all but abandoned."
Dork.
Fear and hunger are big ones.
They are pretty big.
Yeah. I mean, love them.
He didn't get this far by being wrong.
Well, I don't know.
Other than all the stuff.
Maybe we'll get to that.
By the time he was in his mid-20s, he claims he started to speak directly with God. That old chestnut.
yep. He was all been there.
He was claiming the dreams he had was God pulling him up into heaven to deliver gospel to his most worthy ground soldier. He knew his purpose on this earth was to be God's voice and disseminate this new gospel to the wayward folks of his time on earth.
Yeah.
He began preaching and proselytizing in the town square of Xenia, Ohio, a town of which today is home to less than 5,000 people. Slowly but surely, more and more of a crowd began to gather at his sermons.
Why would God give a fuck about some guy from Xenial, Ohio?
It's
like, why would he be like, this is my guy. This is my condo.
It went from, you know, Jerusalem to like something else to Xenia, Ohio.
I mean, people say that that's the Jerusalem of the U.S.
They really do be saying that.
They're sure.
You wouldn't even want to give it to a guy with a podcast. Like, this guy had no platform. You know what I mean?
Well, he had the town square before there was the virtual town square.
Virtual town square, of course.
So many at first were appalled at the things he was saying. He was a conservative Christian fundamentalist seen as too old school in an era when conservative Christian fundamentalism was the meta. But as the anger began to fade into indifference by most, those who were left were dedicated followers of Ishmael Salapet, also known as the Salapets. Ish had his followers build a crudely constructed building to act as their chapel and held services at the same time as major churches in the area. The hope was that followers would be forced to make a choice between the two, and ultimately, some would end up choosing the way of the Salapets over their mainstream religion.
Did they?
Yes.
No, they didn't.
That's what I'm positing.
That's what I'm talking about. In a somewhat appropriate ending to the short-lived religious cult, Ishmael's father, fed up with the heresy being spewed by his own flesh and blood, showed up to the chapel to confront Ishmael and ultimately ended up killing him in a fist fight that spelled the end to both Ishmael and the end of the poorly constructed chapel.
Is this Marvin Gaye? This sounds like Marvin Gaye.
Why? Because his dad killed him?
Yeah, because they had an altercation and it was a really big deal, dick.
Which witnesses
I was today years old when I found that out. What the fist fight got so bad that he killed him and knocked the building down. He punched the building and it fell.
He had
crudely constructed
on.
Is went, right.
spelled the end of the poorly constructed chapel, which witnesses say had its materials used as weapons in the altercation.
Damn, he pulled out the load-bearing post.
He did, and then went postal on his kid.
Shit.
In a little over a year and a half, Ishmael was able to tap into something quite alarming. And if it weren't for his father, who...
was a bit of an asshole.
Yeah, he was a bit of a jerk.
But was right in the end.
Yeah.
If it weren't for his father, who knows how his brand may have influenced mainstream Christianity. The world will likely never know, for in this case, the madman was taken care of before he could do too much damage to himself or others.
Wow. I mean, you don't know. He could have turned things around and really had some cool ideas.
Yeah, that's usually what happens with cults. They pull it back around and then they get less.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah, they're like, you know, let's like just progress. You know, we got to keep up with the times. Have you guys heard about this like AI?
AI.
We should do that.
Kyle, when was, AI cult. When was
soon
this supposed to, when did this take place?
It was in the early 1900s.
Okay.
Tough times.
Yeah, I mean,
not fun.
That's what I mean. Times where being a conservative Christian was the meta.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Yeah.
And you have always said that.
I have, you know, I'm always saying that. Wyatt always cuts
people
it
are
out,
saying
but
this.
I have said it in every episode.
Yeah.
So that is the story of the Salopettes.
Ish.
Love that.
Wow.
He was a cool guy. He was like father. You can call me father-ish.
Father-ish.
I'm not like
just for
on,
you,
I'm not, like,
baby.
Uptight.
I'm a little bit of a father. I'm father-ish.
Nice.
There you go.
Thank you,
Jordan. Why don't you hit yours?
Well, let's get started. This is the shit that I write down to start it off. Have either of you ever been to a restaurant known as the Yellow Deli?
Yes.
Bad.
I have.
Bad piece of shit.
Good boy.
Well, I too have been to a Yellow Deli in good old Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Bad.
Way down yonder on the Chattanooga.
Where it gets Yellow Deli in.
They're called.
Well, what do I remember about it? Good coffee.
Folks, write in and see if you want us to put that whole song out. Flesh
yeah,
it
record
out.
A
we should
full,
just put it,
full
the whole thing
cover
in Family Guy style. What do I remember about the Yellow Deli in Chattanooga? Good coffee. Mm. Vibey indoor and outdoor area.
Oh.
Lots of handwritten font all over the walls. By the way, I didn't realize I'd been there until I looked it up, and I was like, I've definitely been there. A nice-tasting croissant.
Croissant.
Bible scriptures detailing the burning sea in which the filthy will be sent if they don't change their ways? What?
Oh.
While I do not remember that last part, let me take you all on a little ride where we'll learn all about the Yellow Deli. Or the Yelly.
There you go.
They don't call it that. 1974. Jim Spring. That's his name. A young man in Knoxville, Tennessee. Who came from a non-religious household, had a near-death experience at 15 when he, I shit you not, attempted to save an animal in the road. Homie was damn near smushed and rushed to the hospital. He decided that his survival must be the work of someone or something greater than himself. He was told about a place near the hospital. It was a group called the Leaf House. It was essentially a hip Bible study in the back of a coffee shop.
Hell yeah.
And then West Side Story starts. You got that? They would all attend church together until 1980 when those motherfuckers at their church canceled the service for what? The Super Bowl.
Hacky sacking?
Ba-da-da, ba-da-da.
Yeah.
Wait, what year was that?
1980.
All right, hang on.
You gonna ruin my topic now?
No, go ahead.
Kyle's gonna be like, actually, there wasn't one there that year. That no, he's gonna be like, oh, okay, there was a Super Bowl that year.
And there was, and the Steelers defeated the Rams by a score of 31-19.
You just ruined my whole fucking topic, dude.
So not good.
Is that what you were looking up, Kyle? You weren't trying to catch him in a lie. You just wanted to know some stats.
Yeah. Why would I try to catch him in a lie? That ruins the game.
It does ruin the game. This is a long-running game.
Unless Jordan's next thing is going to be like, and they called it the Yellow Deli after the Steelers' brutal defeat in the 1980 Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl is canceled. Canceled that service. Members of Leaf House about lost their damn minds. Our boy Jim sort of led the charge. Their little Bible group got together in a nearby park, and so began the 10 Tribes.
Oh.
What are the 10 tribes?
I don't know.
I sure wish I could tell you. Other than the fact that there were 10 people involved in their group, I watched so many fucking YouTube videos today because I've started doing that for these. I didn't realize you could do that till years in. It's way easier.
That's
I don't know if you
guys
crazy. Realize that.
Dare I say, Jordan, that's the meta.
That's why it takes me 4 hours and you 4 minutes to do what you do. but now
40.
I know. None of the videos said what tribes was significant of, other than that there were 10 people. I don't know. Anyway, very quickly, people got all pissy with Jim and his people. One, he was not ordained or educated or anything that would give him merit to lead a congregation. Secondly, they would use words like namaste and hold their Sabbath on Saturdays?
What?
Seventh-day Adventists, sound off in the comments.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Well, it started to get pretty hippy dippy pretty fast. I'll also go on record and say you guys knew more about this than I did. You guys said it was all hippie like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Yellow Deli in Oneonta, I know you're going to ask, so let me just answer
this
now.
Yeah, just go ahead.
It was like, you know, a bunch of crusty, dusty granola folks with like dreads, and this is my memory. I haven't eaten there since 2014, and
is that
probably
good, huh?
probably also what I remember is the fact that I got a turkey sandwich on multigrain bread, because like, ew,
bro. There's what if there's one of those in that? You got to be careful.
No, sometimes, but this didn't. I made sure to ask.
I like multigrain bread though. What are we capping about? That's dumb. All right.
I don't. My parents always get it, and I'm like, it's not fun.
Anyway, it got hippy dippy. God was the name used in addressing the creator and arbiter of all things, but they also adopted free love, kindness, no judgment, mumbo jumbo. They would even intentionally hire members from the LGBTQ community to help with leadership.
No way.
Wow.
Made point to say that. One of their first orders of business for the leadership team was to open some little coffee shops near college universities. Their logic? Make sick-ass coffee, hire cool-ass people, sprinkle a little God in there. All done. It's all love, baby.
And you can save those college kids from their wicked ways of, like, screwing and underage drinking.
Screwing and games.
Worked
screwing
in
melee
tournament. Worked perfectly for me, but didn't work in Oneonta.
What was the name of the shop that they opened, you ask?
The Yellow Deli.
Nope, idiot. It was called Vine until 1983, which is when they changed it to the Yellow Deli.
Vine. Shit.
Deli. Oh, okay.
And it only took 6 seconds to get a drink.
I hated that. So why is this place known as a cult? Well, here goes. Simply put, it's known as a cult because they call themselves a cult. That's fucking it, guys. Glad I fucking did this.
That's kind of baller.
If you walk into one of these cool little shops, as I mentioned, you will actually read, if you read the copy-paste handwriting strewn about the walls, they talk about love, they talk about community and God and being a cult. They're quirky, but they're not a cult. Jim Spring is still alive and well, and to my knowledge, has never created any writings or scriptures to follow. They simply took the angry people of Knoxville's judgments in 1980, calling them heathens and dissenters, and that they're a, quote, cult for leaving and practicing differently, and they basically used it as branding. So much so that nowadays, they literally have Old Testament scriptures, like the one that I said at the top of this, written out with a David Foster Wallace twist with a little asterisk below the scripture with how they see the evolution of these words in modern times.
That's wild.
Kind of woke.
I was completely crossings. under the impression that fucking the Yellow Deli was like, was bad, and there once it came out that there was a cult, that it was like they were all shut down or whatever. But I just looked at the one in Oneonta, and it's still open.
That,
I just like,
oh yeah,
I Mandela affected that it was they were all shut down.
I think I watched a video of people that like went to it, and the people there were like they were like very very nice, and then they like would like follow you out to your car and like ask you about where you're going and like
a little Scientology.
I think I remember that vaguely, and they like kind of tried to like go
missionary
and film
you.
But they couldn't just film because then they'd know they were like onto them. Yeah. I also did a quick little Google
keep researching
of the Encyclopedia Britannica's definition of the word cult.
I did that
this should
too.
Have been put at the top.
I did that too.
Yeah. A small religious group that is not a part of a larger and more accepted religion that has beliefs regarded by many people as extreme or dangerous.
So, like, other than the extreme and dangerous part, it's mainly just, like, conservative Christians in Knoxville were like, don't do that, you're a cult now. You know?
But it's weird to think of, like, the environment surrounding them where, like, if you had a Christian group in the South that, like, brought in LGBTQ clergy, people that are part of Christianity would call that extreme and like odd And that dangerous. Could technically be, yeah, I guess they would call it dangerous. Technically classified as a cult. But then, like, us liberal people up
Flutie-doos.
Here. up here in New York would say, that's not extreme or dangerous at all. That's great.
Bro, there are people down here like that, too. Calm down.
No.
It's like four or five.
Yeah, in the little pond that is liberal Nashville.
That's true. A little blue speck.
Anyway, back to the yellow deli off the blue deli. Chill out. What was the... I already fucking did that. It was the yellow deli is what it was called. Red flags.
It was called Vine.
Sure. We've all got them. Jim and the others that started the 10 tribes are still alive and well, and they all live together in Vermont. That's a little weird. Leadership
That's very Vermont, though.
Is leadership sent out to the 10 tribes land to train and learn about their story? Sure. Also a little weird.
Yeah.
But... not so much a cult as I was hoping or thinking. The Yellow Deli can now be found in 10 countries. 10.
Wow.
From Kyoto to Ontario to New York. Next time you guys are in Oak Hill, check it out.
Interesting.
And then I have some fun, wholesome fucking
It seems
facts.
Like a kind of place that wouldn't translate.
You wouldn't think so. In like
internationally.
Japan.
Like,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't imagine... Fuck me.
Especially
because
they like the colonel up there. This is pretty opposite to him.
Yeah, and that's true. Feel like Japan is a pretty like noted secular nation. Like, I don't feel like they have like strong ties to Christianity specifically.
I don't know, man. No.
Not like Korea.
Yeah.
South, Kyle.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember this, Wyatt, but with every dollar or with every order, a dollar of your total is donated to the Vine Corp, which offers clean water to various impoverished places and people. You probably don't remember that because you said it was 2014. Fuck you.
Yeah, and I stole all the food that I had.
Just like that shirt, that one place.
That's true.
Wyatt's got a sniper dot trained on his forehead right now.
As Wyatt touched on in our text thread, there is a Yellow Deli in Oneonta, one of Wyatt's alma maters, because that's a thing. Mm-hmm.
Really difficult to put that on a job application, because it's like I didn't graduate from there, so like what
Why
do
you
I
put it on
into
there
that?
Then?
Because then I have Belmont, and it's I only went there for 2.5 years.
You should
and
just
gonna
put
be like,
where you got
you
your degree.
Two and a half
yeah,
years.
That's easy.
Just like Suck where whenever balls. You're born, that's where you're goddamn born.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
well,
even for Wyatt, he's got like 18 of those.
Yeah. You got 5 minutes for me to answer where you're from.
Lastly, they have an inmate outreach program where they intentionally onboard people that have served time as a way to reintroduce them into the workforce in real life.
Kind of base.
So
that's cult.
That's a base
maybe,
cult.
Maybe some of them were cults.
Yeah. Cult base guys. Cult. Cool band name. That's all I got.
Love that. Super interesting, super engaging.
Yeah,
thank
very.
You.
I'm kind of craving Yellow Deli now.
Oh, that's another thing. I've heard that it's fucking awesome. I don't remember, but I've heard it's awesome. The food.
I don't remember loving it, but again, this was 10 years ago.
You're
and
telling
I,
me this sandwich didn't stick with you 10 years ago?
Yeah, I had the palate of like a fucking 8-year-old kid then. So,
which means you know. He has the palate of an 18-year-old kid now.
Hell yeah,
step brother.
Yep. My cult is a little group called the Downeasters. And you know how you said your thing, you start all yours like, okay, let's get going or whatever, yeah. Jordan. I realized a while ago that I start mine. I don't know if you guys ever watch Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, but basically he'll just start his topic by like his whole like main piece by going New England. And then he'll like do a whole joke about it or whatever. But so here we go.
Cool. Do the thing. I bet it's New England.
I can't wait.
New England.
Well,
the oldest the Americas get. My family came over on the Mayflower. You're welcome. And a deeply
job,
haunted
dude.
Part of the country. Thanks. A deeply haunted part of the country. Centuries of puritanical repression mixed with harsh winters and shitty rocky soil and exhausting native tribes just trying to protect their culture led the early Americans to develop a dark history to the Northeast. Is
better,
that okay?
You better mind your P's and Q's.
I'm careful. Pro Native American, careful. Pro First Nations. Jump ahead a good 300 years in a fine state called Maine. It's just living it up. Here on one September day, a little baby boy was born. His name?
Jesus Christ.
Stephen King.
No way.
That's what I meant.
No.
I was going to make a Stephen King joke when you said Maine, but I didn't.
Here we are. It's all. This one's all about King. No, this King of Scares didn't claw his way out of his mother like that shot that's apparently in the new Omen movie.
Dude, they stopped playing at theaters. We were going to go this weekend.
You could have gone earlier when
straight
it was
straight vad shot with like stuff.
Yeah, with a claw coming out.
Yeah.
He was probably born like most folks, head first.
Hurtful.
Unlike Kyle.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Now I feel targeted.
Came out the world fucking farting into the air.
Yeah, showing full ass.
Came out asshole first.
Doing a fucking V pose.
Touching your toes, that's the last time you could do it.
Dude, don't even fucking joke about that.
Bro, I thought we were going to be nice tonight.
I can't touch my toes, bro.
No, neither can
my
I.
My muscles are very
dude, I've gotten,
not
I've gotten
flexible.
Good. I stretch during the week now. Whoa. Wait till I show you a thing or two when I see you.
Yeah, Jordan's going to stretch me out when he comes to New York, you guys.
Bro,
you heard it here
show.
First.
Yo,
Jordan's biting his lip.
Anyway, fast forward another 60-some years, and this guy is on top of the world. Written tons of American classics, worked through addictions to cocaine and alcohol.
Hell yeah.
He'd done it all.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Despite, on most accounts, being a lovely man, his works have inspired the minds of people to the deranged.
Yeah.
And that's where we find ourselves in league with the Downeasters.
Downeasters.
A collection of people. Jordan, you got to stop doing that.
What's
down Easters.
And a collection of people that found themselves committing an act of terrorism through the words of Mr. King himself.
Whoa. Terrorism book club next Thursday. This week we're reading The Langoliers again, or whatever book this is going to be based on.
In 2007... a man named Kenneth Prue was arrested for attempting to set fire to a community library in Machias, Maine.
Sorry, what was his name?
Kenneth Prue.
Oh, I thought you said Kenneth Poo for a second. I was like, no way, his name was Kenneth Poo. Fake.
Kyle's pushing 30, everyone.
Hey-o.
During his interrogation, investigators found Prue picking at his skin, scratching an area on the inside of his left elbow. Assuming this to just be a whole, you know, drug-related fit of fury, they pulled his sleeve up to find a fresh makeshift brand in his skin in the shape of a turtle.
Hell yeah.
Kyle.
I didn't
an
do
odd
it.
Thing to have branded, no doubt. The investigator prodded Kenneth, who immediately crumpled like wet tissue paper. He told the police that he had recently moved into a commune in the nearby town of Jonesport. There, he was living with five or six other individuals that called themselves the Downeasters. Prue, being the newest member of the cult, or, you know, the newest member of this group, had his initiation to be the attempted arson of the Machias Community Library.
They just got a fire guy?
They got a little fire guy.
Word.
We'll get to that. We'll get to why that's the thing.
Okay.
The Downeasters found themselves, found each other harmlessly in 2004, though through an early internet forum dedicated to the writings of Stephen King.
Yeah.
Nice.
Diane Winthrop, the group's founder, began interacting more and more frequently with her future cohorts.
You said Winthrop, and I just wrote fake next to your name.
Winthrop, I said.
That sounds like a Stephen King character name.
Okay.
It does.
Shit.
Fuck, I meant Williams.
Fuck. Where was I?
Winthrop.
She began talking to them more specifically, more like to specific people more and more about their favorite stories. Yeah. Even setting up real life meetings in Augusta where the group could get together and have a sort of a book club. Aww. Super cute.
And watch the Masters. Augusta.
As Winthrop learns more about each member, she would bring up real life, odd real life crimes or local news stories that had taken place in neighboring towns of her new friends. A rabid dog attack in Bethel, a truck that was found in the woods after the snow had melted in the northern town of Eagle Lake.
So this is Cujo and this is Misery.
Even a monster truck that had fallen off of a trailer on the highway and nearly killed a family in I-95 in 1994.
I don't know about that.
That like one's Christine. Overdrive, Maximum Overdrive, I think. It was
That's
the movie
Stephen
that
King?
Directed.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He directed that movie. Well, Cocaine directed the movie, but he directed it. That's right. As you intrepid TBRPC investigators may have surmised, these all have to do with SKBs, what? Stephen King books. In classic cult fashion, Winthrop began to wedge herself between the members of the group and their families, filling their heads with these nonsense connections. They all then moved into a house in the tiny fishing village of Jonesport. Here they would do dumb shit that cults do, like watch SKMs, Stephen King movies, and discuss movies. Their plots and stories and how they're related to each other and the world at large.
Yeah.
In watching, did you guys watch that show Love Is One? Like the documentary, it's on...
No.
It's about a recent cult that is on... HBO.
What's the cult? We watched a bunch over New Year's. We watched
it's
like
called Love Is One.
I know, but is that what the cult is called?
The cult is called Love Is One.
It's not catchy. They should fucking workshop that.
No, it's bad.
It's called Love Is One.
Basically,
bro.
Just watching these people, they're just like dumb fuckers that are just like sitting around doing drugs and like watching TV.
That sounds sick.
Sure, but then they're like also being fucking, they're like, I don't know.
Like, guys, what if Jesus was an alien and maybe we should go, like, murder the governor?
Bro, the amount of UFO cults, there's got to be a 2.0 to this because I did a lot of reading.
Yeah, maybe we can do something fun next time, too.
I'm brewing another geography topic for sure.
God damn it. Can I quit? Is this a thing you can quit?
No, it's a cult. You're stuck in it forever.
They decided to call themselves the Downeasters, a local name for Mainers, and to give each other the brand of the turtle, as the turtle named Maturin in Stephen King's mythology is said to carry the entire universe on its back.
Jordan, Wyatt is going to fucking kill you.
It's just like you throwing these in and then just fully one word and then fully throwing off the momentum of a sentence.
Bro, don't let me get to you, dude.
For nothing, really. Like, no offense, yeah. But like most of the time for nothing. I'm just going.
Matura.
Matura.
This is the end of my thing here. But this is around when Prue entered the group. As its newest initiate, he had the honor of attempting their first act as the Downeasters. The burning of the library was itself an attempted nod at the burning of the Black Spot in a King novel of the same name.
T-B-O-T-B-S.
When he was caught, Prue told the police where their home. When he was, it's like I'm on the last sentence and like you didn't know that, but like, good lord.
The timing's perfect. I'm drinking so much.
When he was caught, Prude had told the police where their home was and the Downeasters were arrested on conspiracy to commit arson. Wow. And that's all I could find on the Downeasters.
Commit book arson. Barson.
Barson.
Whew. Uh-huh. I laughed a lot there at the end.
Yeah. Good job,
because I was yelling. Yeah, and listen, I know I do the same thing.
You?
But
what? Chill, we're having fun.
We're vibing.
Yeah. Well, this is a nice shorty.
I know. Dude, well, we had a long nice boy. Wyatt.
Yeah.
Bro, nice Kendrick, but Kendrick's the better rapper now. I don't know.
Here's the deal.
Now he banned.
I can say my piece here, or we can do it later.
Yeah, I mean, it's all in the open now. And why?
All right, I'll do it now. I'll do it now.
Talking about it.
Drake was winning 1,000% until Kendrick did what he did this past weekend, and he annihilated him. And there's no fucking way Drake can win now. There's not a fucking chance. Whatever you sent us, Kyle, is the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life.
That's the meet the grams.
That shit was diabolical, and it fucking went.
Yeah, it was ruthless. But I will say, as a not Drake fan and an avid Kendrick fan,
yeah,
I am not going to jump on the accusations about Drake until I see some evidence.
I'm not gonna jump on any of the accusations. He is dumb. I listened to the Fantano thing today, and he's like, "You keep saying you sent him an email. Show it." Like, it's an easy thing to just, I don't know. It's just dumb. As a person that loves Kendrick but loves Drake more, I just think that Drake lost.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely did. And I would argue that I don't think there was really ever a point where Drake was 1,000% winning.
I don't know. Maybe it's winning. Just opinion, bro. It's just opinion, dog.
It's all just opinion, bro.
I mean, it's just opinion, dog. All I know is we're talking about real shit, not Taylor Swift. And whatever happened just now took away from Taylor Swift, you know?
Yeah.
Not that that's good. She deserves her time.
You're going to get killed, bro.
No. I like two of the songs I've heard on her album that had 30 fucking songs on it.
I saw that I can't remember what the site was, but a music reviewing site wrote a review of it, and it was like, it wasn't like overly negative, but it was like saying that it's mid, and they literally didn't put a byline on it because and they said like, we're not putting a byline on this because the last time we did, like, the person that wrote the article received like death threats and like had people showing up at their house and shit. Like,
it does feel like this is one of the first albums in a long time that like a lot of people are like, this isn't very good.
I think that's yeah.
Yeah, and that's all we'll say about
that. It's just interesting that it's like that shit is typically like reserved. Like that kind of like death threat stuff is typically reserved for like music with a fucking edge to it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's Taylor Swift. Not, it's like it would be kind of cool, but it's just happens to be the like Christian white bread fucking annoying girls and their boyfriends.
Oh.
That are just like, it's just the worst kind of people that I'm like, oh, guys, you're taking all the edge out of it. You're making death threats seem not cool. And like, we all want
death
that
threats
to be
are
cool.
Sick.
Well, let me go back to being scared and say that I do like Taylor Swift. I don't like what I just heard. And Drake and Kendrick are doing the coolest thing that rap has done in like 10 years right now.
Probably more so than that. It's
that's
like,
how I feel.
I think she's cringe for flying a plane around all the time.
I agree.
I don't disagree with that.
Me and Brother of the Pod are worried that Drake's crew might smoke Kendrick.
Dude, I don't think Drake would, because I feel like until this last
Drake
one, he's been like laughing about it, and Kendrick's been like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens.
It's the, there was a, to round this out, The Onion had a perfect article or headline today that just said Drake sends Kendrick new diss track, just wanting to meet at a coffee shop so they can talk it all out.
That's funny. What'd you guys do for your topics?
Oh yeah, we haven't done that yet. I did the Salopettes.
Salope. I did the Yellow Deli.
And I did the Down Easters.
I think Jordan's was real, and I think Wyatt's was fake.
I think Kyle's was fake and Wyatt's was fake. I think it's a faker.
I think Kyle's was fake and Jordan's was real.
Mine was fake.
Mm-hmm.
Salopettes are a type of ski pant.
I will give my I will talk more about. That's insane.
I literally looked at Jordan, had to take a few seconds to process that.
It was wild.
I Googled list of funny words, and then that was on there. And I was like, that kind of sounds like the name of a cult. Like, throw it in there.
Okay.
List of funny words.
And a lot of them were like humdinger and like, you know, whippersnapper. I was like, that's no good.
Mine was fake. My Cliff Notes, I think I figured out how misinformation starts, and then I'm sorry, because if you just listened to my thing and turned it off, you probably think that this is a good thing. The Yellow Deli is a horrible fucking thing.
I kind of thought
like,
they
deplorable. It's called the 12 tribes, not the 10 tribes. They're extremely problematic.
No.
It's super racist. They claim that slavery was an opportunity for black people. It's super homophobic, and they will actively work to break same-sex couples apart. And there's hella child abuse. Up until like 10 years ago, there were still court cases about it. And they're responsible for the most recent Colorado fires. It's a terrible place.
Whoa. Hey, Jordan, why didn't you do that?
Because I just won, dude.
Yeah, mine was fake, so you did
okay,
win.
Okay, cool. Shit.
I only got
but
one
what
point.
The fuck? That's crazy.
That's
you
insane.
Should
bro.
Absolutely.
I think
that.
I'm learning how misinformation spreads.
It's fucked, man. It's they're just a kid hitting fucking terrible place.
Jesus
shit.
Christ.
Yeah, it's bad.
I seem to remember there being something fishy about them, but I really didn't know anything well enough to like. If you told me like, oh no, they're just like Christian and like. Liberals hate them. I would have probably believed that. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, my lovely fiance, I was like, so I'm going to do this and then like flip the script, right? And she just looks at me and goes, I know that they're bad. It's like, all right, cool. Get the fuck out of this room. Not even fun anymore.
Okay, they don't.
Apparently,
so.
No one, I don't know. I didn't know. I
Emmy,
just thought that
Emmy definitely would have known too.
Yeah. Then why is the one in Oneonta still open? Jesus.
They're all still open. There's one open in Chattanooga still. That's where it actually started. It's wild.
Shit. Are they actually in Japan or no?
No, they are. That was a thing that like, and the Super Bowl is what spurred him off. That was, his name wasn't Jim. I don't remember, but it was a different year and there was a Super
Leave
Bowl
it to the
year.
Super Bowl to be bad.
Wasn't the 1980 Super Bowl?
It was 74 or 5 or something. Damn. All I know is the Cowboys won. I did my due diligence. It's really hard for me to do anything that has
due
to do with
diligence.
History at all ever with you guys because I don't know fuck all about anything. So
sure.
I got to really look into things.
We've proven that.
For sure, yeah.
But it's chill.
Well, if you told me the Cowboys were in and won the Super Bowl, I would know it was at least 30 years ago.
Snore.
Dark.
You guys got anything to promote?
Other than telling everybody that I won this?
Got any shows coming up?
Not currently. I got a song at the end of the month, but we'll talk before then, you know? So just
cool.
Vibing out.
Yeah, I got I got a show on May 16th with Corner Sun at the Delancey.
Corner Sun.
Yeah. So that, and then I am working on my own tunes and on the tunes with the brother of the pod, but still TBD. It's a long, long, winding road.
The heard that.
The first Desk Job album came out just over 5 years ago.
So that's crazy that it's been 5 years,
it's
dude.
Great.
I wouldn't have even guessed 4. 5 years is wild.
Yeah, I know. It's that COVID time loss, you guys. Mm-hmm. What happened to our late 20s?
It's nuts. Check it out on Spotify or Apple Music.
Preferably
or
Apple
Music.
I was going to say, bro.
That's 10 cents for one listen through.
Well, you won't get
is
any
that
of
true?
It. I will, though.
Yeah, it's a penny per stream, a PPS.
What?
On Apple?
A PPS?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that much.
Bro, I did
I
a whole list on this.
Oh, I should
you
check
think
that out.
Did we listen to you?
Yeah, no, fuck no, dude. Fuck I just kind of wake up a little bit. I thought that was like a little better than Spotify.
No,
it's
way better. It's
There's
way
no
better.
Way it's 10 cents a stream.
It's
Bullshit.
A penny per stream. I said it'd be 10 for a full listen through the album because it's 10 tracks.
Okay, I'll still say the thing I said. There's no fucking way it's a penny per stream.
Google it, bitch.
I'll kill you.
Well, while Kyle's being the Jamie of the pod and pulling that up, got nothing else to plug. Just folks, you know, just head on over to Apple Music or Apple Podcasts, rather, and review the podcast. Give it 5 stars.
Bye.
Tell your friends.
Friends.
And Kyle, you got anything?
That's it.
Do, Kyle. That means he's fucking wrong, listeners.
Ooh.
Have a great night.
So with that, do, Kyle.
No, with an average pay stream rate of 0.01 cent. Yeah, 0.01 cent. The tech giant pays about No, no, it's $0.01, which is 1 cent.
Dude, just do the outro.
Sure.
This has been a Guilty Dogs podcast.
I'm still recording, so just throw this in there. And with that, do-do-ka.